It's Helping Hand, HPR1 stations Fridays, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about Goodwill Hawaii. This organization helps people with employment barriers to reach their full potential and become self-sufficient. Goodwill Hawaii is an autonomous dues-paying member of Goodwill Industries International, founded in 1902 in Boston, Massachusetts, by the Reverend Edgar J. Helms. Since 1959, though, Goodwill Hawaii have been providing job placement, career development, education, training, employment, support services for vulnerable folks throughout the Aloha State. Kelly Cho, Director of Public Relations and Communications, and Chief Operating Officer, Katie Chen of Goodwill Hawaii. Welcome, Kelly and Katie.
Hey, good afternoon.
Aloha.
First, we'll do a little bit of background. We hear the name a lot, but sometimes people don't actually know the mission. Sometimes you create your own mission because you see the organization
sure.
so much.
Well, we've been in the islands since 1959, here to help the community, particularly those people that may face barriers to gainful employment and trying to achieve a living wage. They may be homeless, on welfare, recovering addict, coming out of prison. It could be a variety of things, or whatever issue is happening in their personal life that has created some sort of barrier. They could be a new immigrant and that they're struggling to make a living wage here in Hawaii. And that's what Goodwill is all about, is to help people overcome those barriers.
Kelly, explain how, because a lot of people see these Goodwill stores, and the Goodwill stores have a certain function in how they support your work.
Yeah, so we have 10 stores statewide. And like you mentioned, a lot of people know Goodwill by the stores. We receive donations from the community. Those donations get sold in the stores, and 90% of the revenue generated in our stores go right back into our programs and stay right here in the islands to help local people find jobs.
That could include assisting at-risk youth, adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, which is something that we cater to strongly on Helping Hand. People who are transitioning from public assistance, some of these things you mentioned in passing, post-incarceration situations. Talk about how folks with these challenges can find assistance at Goodwill Hawaii. And let's start with the adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Sure. We have different programs for adults with intellectual disabilities. We have day programs where they can actually come and be part of a larger program and meet other adults like themselves.
Ho'olana program?
Mm-hmm. And it's in several different locations on Oahu and in the Big Island. And it's a really great opportunity for them to learn how to live an independent life. Also, at the same time, many of those folks work for Goodwill. We may help them find a job elsewhere, but many of them do work for Goodwill in either our stores or our production warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
We help train them, offer also a social atmosphere for them as part of our day program.
Any costs associated with these day programs?
The day program is free, so they can join that. It depends on the program. They also have, like, there might be one-on-one support.
Right. That's the PAB, Personal Assistance Habilitation.
Yes, so there is a cost to that. So it depends on the program.
If it's not on a one-to-one basis, is there a cost or no cost?
There generally is no cost.
Generally is no cost.
Yes.
You mentioned it, Personal Assistance Habilitation, PAB. It's a similar approach of trying to help people during the day.
They should contact our organization, and sometimes they may have a caregiver that they already know that would be interested in working with an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes families give us a call and they have someone in that we can help support that relationship. A lot of those folks in those circumstances may feel very comfortable with a particular relative or a particular friend that they know, and then they can contact us and we can make arrangements for that to have it like an ongoing service. But the best thing to do is call and learn more about what is available. We have funding to help support that program that goes toward the cost of paying for that service. There's additional support for paying that service.
So it's assistance in helping to possibly pay for caregivers
right.
that people have, which is a very important thing. And
right.
so it's a case-by-case assessment of what the person's needs are.
Right.
And potentially, if they qualify, it would help defray the cost of their day-to-day caregivers.
Right. Exactly.
That's an excellent thing. Little details like that are incredibly important kernels for somebody who's disabled or for loved ones of someone who is disabled. Long-term adult supports and resources, either of you?
Yes, that's something similar. That is also additional support for those with adults with disabilities. They come in and they are offered programs on a daily basis. It's a long-term program. They may receive meals and recreational activities, and we take them on different things to do in the community.
Kelly, you wanted to shine some light on your new Honolulu Career and Learning Center.
We're launching a capital campaign to help fund the building of the new Honolulu Career and Learning Center, where our current Beretania store and mission offices are located. We are expanding and renovating it. It will allow us to help 10% more people.
There's also employment core services for low-income persons.
We have a couple of different programs for those that are low-income. Generally, if you are currently receiving financial assistance, the state may refer you to Goodwill to help you find long-term employment. We do job counseling, job training, and job placement. They may need assistance with like getting a bus pass so they can get to and from work. They may have particular employment goals. We try to help them find appropriate training. We actually even have another program right now that we are looking for those that are low income or homeless. We will put you through an 8-week training program right at our production warehouse. And so we actually went down to Next Step Shelter and recruited a lot of folks that were looking for a job. They went through some initial training, and they're going through 8 weeks of working with donations and sorting and clothing and ultimately also in the stores. And then at the end of those 8 weeks, they've been given support where they learn how to interview elsewhere, job counseling, how to put together their resume.
You mentioned homeless. Any homeless-oriented programs or services?
Again, like those employment programs. One of the things that we've really learned about trying to help the homeless is that there is a prejudice out there, and I really encourage employers, whoever they are, to hire without prejudice. They associate a lot of stigma to those, like, well, there must be something really bad, and that's why they're homeless, and I don't want to hire someone like that, right? We want employers to overcome that. And I know that there are difficulties in hiring, that when we hire ourselves, we have to figure out ways. Often they don't have paperwork.
Right.
We help them get IDs, or often they don't have bank accounts. How are they going to get their wage? So we started doing things like what we call like an A-line card, sort of like a credit card almost.
Improvising.
Yes, and you can load that card with their wages, and they can use it to pay whatever their expenses are.
Right.
So it's that kind of thing, just working around finding different ways to support those that are homeless, because they do have barriers besides just not having a home. You know, well, they don't have an address, and that can also be a challenge. And again, I really do want to encourage other employers out there that are listening, please hire without prejudice. And if you do just want some general guidance on ways to employ the homeless and how we overcame some of those issues, please feel free to call us.
That's a great message. So let's think about other ways we can help you guys. It's a nonprofit, so first and foremost, cash is the number one thing. In addition to that, people can earmark things for a certain program maybe they like that they heard today on the show, something that might have touched them. People can volunteer, and then there's a myriad of other ways that you know that you need help.
There's actually two ways you can donate. In addition to donating cash, right now we're in particular need of cash for our Honolulu Career and Learning Center. So our goal is to reach $9 million, and we've already raised nearly $6 million. So if you shop in our stores, you can round up your purchase. All of that roundup money will go to the campaign. You can also go to our website. We have an easy donate link. We also need donations of gently used clothing and household items. So we have locations statewide, 12 right here on Oahu. You can find the donation locations if you go to our website at higoodwill.org.
How about the volunteering part?
And yes, we're also definitely in need of volunteers. We actually have a big event, our annual fundraiser, Goodwill Goes Glam, in July every year. We always need help with volunteers for that particular event. And you can either help before the event, but also during the event. We always need hundreds of people actually to help.
We're one of the few places in Hawaii that will take all your old computers and keyboards and fax machines and mice and laptops or whatever it is, and we recycle it.
Doing stuff for the planet too.
Yes.
I like that. higoodwill.org. info@higoodwill.org. 808-836-0313. You can find them on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. You can get all this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. We've been speaking today with folks from Goodwill Hawaii, Kelly Cho, Director of Public Relations and Communications, and Chief Operating Officer Katie Chen. Thank you guys, first, for coming down here and doing this, but most important, for helping out all the folks out there. especially any and all people who have disability challenges and you're trying to make their life better. I really appreciate it. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having us.